I think from my parents, they were able to live with the fact that I was gay, but they didn't know how to relate to me anymore when I came out as a woman. And because of that experience, I was kicked out of my family apartment, and I was becoming homeless instantly. It was in the hope that I found a place to stay. Being a Chinese immigrant who's queer identified, it was hard enough for me to find a place that I would feel comfortable, not to mention a place that I belong. And when I came to Pook Street, those feelings were lifted, and I felt like I've never been as free as I was at that time. I started going to the transgender bar called the Motherlode. It was one of the seediest bar in the city. You know that there was a lot of wheeling and dealing happening inside and outside the bar. And I felt that I found paradise. There was a little stage at the corner of the club where the girls would just go up and parade themselves, dancing as if they were angelfish in a fishbowl. And that's when we felt like we are important, because everyone was looking at us. That's where I was able to see my true self through other people's eyes. You know, it came with a lot of negative consequences, but it was equally fulfilling to find answers that I've been looking for all my life in that little bar. There is definitely that element of extreme freedom and extreme despair and definitely violence. And that's how to define Pook Street. It is a big paradox. And I learned to hustle like everyone else. I learned to depend on nobody but myself. And I was doing a lot of hotel hoppings. For 3 years, that's how I survived that really hard time in my life. And getting self-medicated seemed to be a necessity at that time in order to live through that. And I learned that violence was part of that life. I was sexually assaulted multiple times, which also involved a police officer from San Mateo County. And I was kidnapped by two guys and I got stabbed. And that was the darkest time in my life. I still remember testifying for both cases in court as if I was being tried. They kept questioning about my sexuality, my gender identity, and why I was doing in that neighborhood, as if I deserve that kind of consequences. There was definitely no anti-discrimination law to protect the transgender community, and no anti-stigma effort around the sex worker in the neighborhood. After that, I started to realize I want to help this community. I started working as a substance abuse counselor and an HIV counselor, and I got appointed to the Human Rights Commission in September of 2004. I found a purpose, and it is to really help people to find hope. And that's what gives me hope on a daily basis, to know that I am actively helping, not judging, but actually roll up my sleeves and do something to offer them more choices. It's really difficult to imagine when you get rejected by your own family, when the whole world turned their backs on you. What do you have to live for? And people still find a way to survive. And that's definitely what I learned from that community. You know, how to find happy moments in the darkest days. in spite of all these challenges, they managed to find reasons to wake up and live. That's resilience. That's something you cannot take away from this community, regardless of what your belief system is.